Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Alphabet's Waymo and Lyft are ready to shake hands and collaborate. Yet another blow to Uber. The autonomous race heats up again, the latest coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So ride-hailing startup Lyft and Waymo, the driverless car division of Alphabet, said that they would work together to develop autonomous vehicle technology, dealing yet another potential blow to a little company called Uber, who is dealing with a string of controversies these days. Joining us now to talk a little bit more about how the two companies will collaborate on developing products and technology for self-driving cars is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis, joining us from San Francisco. Welcome back, Jack.
Thank you.
So how will Lyft and Waymo expand its efforts in self-driving tech together? Why is this a good merging of two worlds for them?
Lyft and Waymo both bring two different assets to this relationship. Lyft, of course, operates a large network of effective taxis or ride-sharing cars throughout the U.S., and Waymo has what is considered by many to be the best self-driving technology in the world. And Waymo has discussed trying to use its self-driving technology in a sort of transportation as a service model, basically a taxi model, where driverless cars will pick people up and bring them where they need to go. But it doesn't have any real knowledge about that system, and Lyft does.
So if you're Uber right now, how much of a blow is this collaboration? Because this goes beyond friendly competition or unfriendly competition. They're already fierce rivals. So this has got to be a major shakeup to the whole playing field.
Yeah. So, you know, some folks we spoke to for this story said that this is not good for Uber. And that's because Uber, while it, by all accounts, trails Waymo in developing technology for self-driving cars, and they, are, of course, are caught in a big legal battle over that technology. But Uber does have a significant leg up on Waymo, and that is in the understanding of how to run a network of taxis. And Waymo lacked that, but now with its partnership with Lyft, it may be able to gather that data and that understanding so it can better build such a network.
I guess these types of partnerships only shed light on the fire that's lit up in Silicon Valley and this big rush to deploy self-driving vehicles.
Certainly. I mean, this has been one of the most active areas of investment and activity in Silicon Valley and in the Motor City in Detroit over the past, you know, even 4 to 5 years. We've had numerous partnerships among you know, traditional players like Ford and GM, and with some of these newer entrants, with folks like Lyft, and then startups such as Cruise Automation, et cetera. And without a doubt, the reason is because this is such a revolutionary technology that has the potential to not only upend modern transportation, but also earn the ultimate winners, billions of dollars potentially down the road.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis about the new partnership between Lyft and Waymo. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jack, we're talking about this big rush in Silicon Valley to get these self-driving cars out there, yet the tech is years from being done, and that's only one hurdle. They have to deal with regulation on top of that. Is that something that these tech companies are thinking about amid all of this rushing to get to the finish line first?
Certainly. I think they all don't want to, get ahead of themselves. Certainly, we saw a tragic case with Tesla last year in which one of its drivers died during a fatal accident when its autopilot software was in control of the car. However, at the same time, they don't want to be late either. So all of them are trying to make sure that they aren't falling behind, and that means big investments and partnering with smaller, oftentimes Silicon Valley companies that some of the car companies may believe have a leg up in this area. And the reality is, while probably we are still years away from widespread adoption, we may be getting closer than we think in terms of commercial rollout of some of these services. Waymo alone just announced last month that it was now giving families and urban commuters in Phoenix rides in its self-driving vehicles. So that, especially now with this Lyft partnership, is something we're probably going to see more and more over the next year.
It's a good place to leave it. Jack Nickis, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For more on reporter Jack Nickis's coverage, head to WSJ.com/tech. So ends this tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th. What's the future of space and the law?
Companies like Elon Musk's SpaceX.
High-tech guns.
This is about choice in types of gun offered for sale.
Brain implants.
They didn't know how effective this was going to be.
Urban farming.
But what about a building that's 30 stories tall?
And the mass production of meat.
Now these cells came from a duck.
The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal. Coming Friday, May 19th.